Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Glenda Ferrier, and she is CEO of Cass Incorporated. Good morning to you, Glenda.
Good morning to you, LaVon.
Well, Glenda, there's lots of conversation going on around Cass Incorporated, and you know, sometimes there are rumors and sometimes there's facts. We want to get the facts, Glenda. What are the changes that are going on for Cass Incorporated?
Well, we have a lot of changes going on right now. Last Friday, we went under managed care, as did every other Medicaid provider in Iowa. So that was one big change. But the one I think that most people are talking about is this one we're calling transformation. And I know the rumors have been out there that Cass Incorporated is closing. I know one Friday I was asked three times what I was going to do when I lost my job. And so I've been trying to explain to people, and, you know, we've gotten information out to the media, but, you know, sometimes I think people don't read those things unless they're somehow involved with our organization.
And sometimes we don't hear that till the, you know, third or fourth person down the line.
Right.
And then by then, sometimes the story gets changed a bit, too.
That's right.
So, again, we want to find out from the person who is steering a lot of these changes.
That's right. So with all that said, you know, I will reiterate that Cass Incorporated is not closing. We are changing how we're doing our services, and the reason we're doing that is because we, as an organization, are now 95% funded by Medicaid. Medicaid is a federal program. They put out a ruling about a little over 2 years ago that said by March 17th of 2019, Medicaid will no longer pay for any services delivered in what they call a segregated setting. Now, most of the services we do here at Cass Incorporated are what's called integrated. They're in the community.
I want to back up. Segregated would be, a lot of us would think of your workshop that you had here at the main building.
Right. Yeah, that's where I was going, was most of the things we do are in the community, therefore they're integrated, they're fine. But the services that we do, where we bring a group of people with disabilities to a location like our sheltered workshop or like our classes, those are considered now by Medicaid to be segregated services, and we have to discontinue delivering them that way.
And you have already done that, even though the deadline is a bit off. I think most people who are at all familiar with Cass Incorporated know that you don't wait around, that you start working on those challenges. And there are some other groups in the country. This isn't just Iowa, correct?
That's right. This is nationwide. And we are probably in the top 5 or 10% right now across the state in where we're at in our transformation. We're moving forward. I always say it takes a long time to turn a battleship around. So why wait till the last minute? Because it's going to take us several years to get this accomplished. So we're about halfway through the initiative. And as far as CAS goes, we're probably maybe a quarter to a third through where we need to go.
Well, one of the changes that, of course, I've been interested in, and I know other people who came to Produce in the Park are really interested in, is what's going to happen to the garden and all of the produce that you sold?
Yes, that's kind of a sad thing because we love the garden, and the garden, you know, it was great for what we were doing. But unfortunately, Chris, who ran our garden, decided to leave Cass to pursue a business of his own, and that's great. And he was our garden guy, and no one else really has the time or the energy to do that. So we are no longer doing our commercial garden, which is pretty sad. And, you know, I will say that all that garden stuff's going to be going on a sale the end of this month. It's going to be April the 30th here at Cass on 7th Street, 10 a.m. And we're selling the greenhouse and the shed and all the garden things, which is pretty sad for us, but, you know, this is an initiative that as we move forward with it, we don't always agree with all parts of it, but we have to be compliant because that's our funder. Hopefully Chris will go ahead and do something on with the garden. He's talked about that. So we'll see, because we know it was a great thing for the people we serve and for the community.
Yeah, the people who worked there were so proud and enjoyed visiting with the people who came to shop. Now, let's talk about the integrated services, because again, I think there are people who don't realize all of those services that you have been providing.
We serve about 65 to 70 people who live in their own homes in the community, and those services are considered integrated because they're living in and among the community. We also do this thing called supported employment, and most employers here in town know about it. We've been doing that for almost 30 years now, where we help someone prepare for a job and get a job, and then we help train them in the job, and we work with the employer and we work with the employee and try to get a good job match, and then we fade away from that, and the employer has a new employee, and, you know, Iowa has a new taxpayer. So those are called integrated employment services, again, because they're out in the general community, people making minimum wage or above, and that's where we're headed with a lot more people that we have here in the workshop. The workshop is shrinking slowly, and, you know, our contracts, the work we've done for contract folks is slowly being phased out, and more people be going to the community.
And then is when you say people live in their own homes, are some of those homes owned by Cass Incorporated, or kind of straighten me out on that, Glenda?
We do not own any of the homes that people live in. They rent their own, or some of them even occasionally own their own home. So sometimes it's folks require a 24-hour staff presence, so they get their own home, but we have a staff who's there available for them. Sometimes people only need an hour of support a week and otherwise live independently, or maybe a couple hours a day, or everything is individualized.
Okay. So in training, you're talking about as people move out of the workshop and moving to employment and being on their own, what kinds of training are you providing? What kinds of education opportunities are you providing for those folks?
The services that we provide here are what's called pre-vocational, and those are all the mostly soft skills, you know, for people to prepare for going out into employment, like the social skills and interest inventories and, you know, how to be on time and how to shake hands with someone and, you know, just how to be a good employee. Usually what's best is that people learn the components of a job on the job. You know, we used to think that we'd be able to teach that here, and then it doesn't transfer so well. So that's where our staff come in and help people learn the components of the job, you know, once they've gone through all the skills-based stuff. Or sometimes they don't even need to do that. That's also taught on the job. There's so many different ways to provide that service.
So that means that many businesses, employers in the community also probably need some education and learn more about what's possible.
Right, yeah. Right now we're supporting about 50 people out in community jobs. And that's pretty typical for any given time, usually 40 to 50 people. And then as they transition away and fade back, you know, more people come along. So over the ages, you know, I haven't kept track, but I know it's well into the hundreds of people that, you know, we have working. And a while back we had an anniversary for a couple of those folks that have been on the job for 25 years. So good employees, good employers in town, a lot of folks are finding out about our services and are really taking advantage of that and getting some good employees.
Okay, so if somebody says, well, you know, maybe I'd like to have a new employee, how should they go about contacting you and working with that whole process?
Well, I think they can just give us a call here at Cass Incorporated, and they can ask to speak to any of the employment staff, or particularly they could talk to Angie Worth, who is our employment director. Director of Employment Services. So either way, get on our website, you know, contact through that. Stop me at the grocery store, you know, whatever usually works. But if they call, we'll get something figured out with
okay.
them.
So you mentioned a website. I'm assuming if you just search for Cass Incorporated Iowa, it'll come up.
It should. It's www.cassincorporated.org.
Pretty straightforward, Glenda. So as you look ahead, now you said, you know, there's years here that you finish up. What are some of the big jobs you want to mention that are ahead of you in the next couple of years to get this completed?
Well, obviously getting all the, you know, everything we do now is integrated except for the workshop. So getting those people either into jobs or meaningful participatory lives in the community. So I think that's the biggest one. You know, we've got at least one building to sell. We're going to be selling our apartment buildings. I should back up a step because we are the landlord and owner of this apartment complex, but that's not in compliance with the settings rule either. So that's going to be going up for sale here pretty soon. So that's a big thing that's happening. And You know, in the managed care, we're under those contracts for 2 years, and so we'll just see how that goes, because at the end of that contracting time, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of changes come again. So lots of changes going on here at CAS Incorporated.
Well, life is full of changes, and thank goodness that you, Glenda, and your other staff have given great leadership to this program, and I know you have a board that also helps with all those decisions. So together, you're just moving forward, and we thank you, Glenda Ferrier, who is CEO of CAS Incorporated, along with all those other staff members and volunteers who've helped this happen. Until next time, here's a thought from Edmund Burke. You can never plan the future by the past.